sits on the. It's in continuation to
dham.
To dham, and even if somebody has a property in a dham, like a flat or something, you know, but it is not very easy to stay there permanently.
Yeah.
And that
they're
is
all empty. There's 10,000 empty flats.
And that's what is the irony, and that's what I am experiencing with my family.
You have a flat.
Yes, I have one.
Yeah, well, you're one of 10,000 or 20,000. What's to speak of NRIs that don't even live in India? It's just a lot of ghost houses. If you don't leave a light on in your house, some light on in your apartment all the time, then a ghost movement. That's a norm. They don't like light. Tanasimam jyotirgamam. And nobody knows that. In court. Well, now they have energy light bulbs, so you don't have to spend so much money. Because they look for a dark place.
Cold and dark.
Quiet, dark, nobody there. They come inside. So the guy comes here, he's in an RA, comes after 5 years, says, why don't you feel comfortable here? And he goes to a non-bond and spends the night in a non-bond. Why don't you have an apartment? He goes, oh, it doesn't feel good. There's all ghosts over there. Because a non-bond, there's always lights and people coming, going, exactly. You know, to any guest house. But this is 5 years. You think there's no such thing as a whole, as an empty place in this universe, what to speak of India. You know, there's so many people in India. So imagine how many ghosts there are. India is not only the second most populated country in the world. It means that also means, because that's on the gross visible level, it also means that it's the second biggest country, it has the second highest population of ghosts. it's common sense. We never stretch our brains to think like that, but you know, we're multiplying like anything. I came here in 1977. I don't think there were 3 billion people here, or 2. It wasn't even 1 billion. I remember going to Parikrama. I was here, and a quarter of a mile, you know, like hardly I could see ahead of me was some old widow with a stick or some Babaji on Parikrama in 77. Seeing a lady from Punjabi, from Delhi or Bombay, offering dandavats, Parikrama, Govardhan, takes 60 hours, you know, a couple hours a day, whatever. You know, do some now on Kartik and then in Purushottam month. You know what, a few years you finish or whatever. See, if you do it steadily, it takes about 60, 65 hours to complete. Maybe more if you're really moti. Like, because you slowly get down and you slowly get up. So maybe double time. Vrindavan, Parikrama, Dandavat's 21 hours. Average, you know, healthy young man speed. I didn't do Vrindavan, but I mean Govardhan, but by Krishna's grace and when I sang Radha-Damodar in 1990, every evening from 5 to 7 or so, I did 2 hours, 3 hours, I think I did. And 7 days I was finished. It was all sand. Even up to then, 1989, 92, I was right, 1990, all sand. The only part that was paved in what we call Pucca Road, that black tarp, or whatever they call it, macadam, whatever, was from the Chatikar Road near Iskan, and there was some police substation there or something. From Chatikar Road down to Ananvan, Madhavan Colony. That wasn't even paved, only a little way, down to Danuka, or down to that first turn. There's a first turn to the right, goes back there to the ISKCON guest house, Krishnamurti guest house. After that, it was sand. From there, all the way to Keshigat. And after Keshigat, you go through, then it was vast plain of sand. It would be full of water in the rainy season, by the way. And go out, and there's a big Jagannath temple there, big Jagannath temple. And you go around there, it's all sand, and just, you're in sand, there's no such thing, no one eating rubber, you just felt like, God, you know, it's so variegated, the path. Sometimes you're under a shady tree, sometimes there's mud under your feet. Then you get out there, you feel like you're walking across the Sahara Desert or something. Or, you know, just, it was all sand, no buildings, just some little puny trees. Then after that, you come into a narrow area, then on both sides of the road, there was bear fruit, you know, bear?
Yeah.
Lots of bear fruits and guavas, and thousands and thousands of parrots and peacocks. And you walk through the center, then it turns right. And it was dirt all the way up. And then you get to the Mathura Vrindavan Road, and that was the Pucca Road, and you cross that, then it was dirt again all the way to Krishna Balaram. Now it's like, where's the Brajaraj, you know? You have to go with a pick, you know, and a shovel, and go through the asphalt. Yeah, here it is, you know. I got some Brajaraj. Everywhere cement, everywhere asphalt. And people.
What was here around Radha?
What were you saying? What was your question?
Exactly. My question was... Like,
oh, yeah, they got an empty place full of ghosts.
Places, yeah.
So when you do finally come there, you should bust out the ghosts before you sleep. Do a lot, play cart. They don't like cartels. They don't like incense smoke. They don't like conch shell, and they don't like ganta. So that's all that you have in temples is, you know, ding, 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 ganta, all day and night, ganta. And everybody comes and goes. Ganta, is that Ganta?
Yes.
Ganta. And then they have incense, and they don't like fire, flame. And they don't, conch, they really don't like. They don't like. So we bring a conch, or, you know, do an artik, to bring your deities, do artik, burn a bunch of incense in all the rooms. Another thing is you can throw Ganga water. Because you wouldn't, you know, next question, well, how do you know if you have ghosts in your apartment or not? You know when you go to sleep. If that's your karma also. So one guy's sleeping there, one guy's sleeping there, and he gets harassed by a ghost, and he doesn't. I've had the experience. Guys yell at, hey, wake up. Oh, there's some ghosts out of this. Really? Where did I see them? So it's like, if you have ghosts, they go wherever you go, you know. They follow you. I remember there was a Gurukul in America one time, and one kid, every single night in the Gurukul, he was crying. And it went on for 12 years. And I did everything, the string of pictures next to him, incense, this, that, everything you can do to bust ghosts and drive him away from this guy. And he's in an ashram with like 10 other little kids or 20 kids, and they're all sleeping. He's going at a certain time every night, wham, 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 wham. So then after like 12 years or something, the kid was in Gurukul. Then one day there was no work. That was it. He went on. It's like Sari Sati or something. You know, you have 7.5 years, hard times, you know. Sari Sati?
Sari Sati.
7.5 years. 7.5 years, yeah.
Bad luck.
Can be.
It depends on usually,
depends on your chart, where Saturn is and all these things.
How to bring parents?
So what was the question? You just to have a flat and it's empty, and
how
basically you wasted your money. You should have kept it in the bank, making more some money on the interest.
How to bring parents to the Dham, Maharaj?
How to bring parents to the Dham? You can't.
And how to convince them to live in the Dham?
You can't.
Just not bringing them away. How to convince them to live in the Dham?
They have a phrase in America: a man or woman, don't mind, but the phrase is like this, because it's spoken by men to men, but you know, can apply to women also. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. Oh, mom and dad, it's very good. You come live in a Dham. I don't want to live in a Dham. Okay, I'm convinced. So you come here, and after 1 year, 6 months, I don't like it. I want to go back to Delhi. So you convinced them. Their will was to stay there, home sweet home. You convinced them with Shastra, with logic, with emotion, whatever. And they went, and then they said, it's not happening. So basically, living in a Dham, it's a privilege, first of all. It's a privilege. It's not a right. It's fortune. It's not deserved. It's mercy. Because that's the very meaning of mercy. It means something you get that you don't deserve. I'm not Indian. I'm not born in the Hindu Dharma culture. But, you know, why me? You know, why Krishna? Why? Because it says in the Puranas, and it says also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vramanda Brahma Tekon Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadik Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. The Jeeva is wandering all over the universe. All over the universe, he's wandering. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon. Brahmate means to wander. And so this verse is telling you we're wandering from, the Jiva is wandering not only India to America to wherever, but even different universes. And somehow, Guru Krishna Prasad, Prasade Pai, Bhakti Lata Bija, by the mercy of Krishna or Guru, Krishna can give bhakti in your heart, or a guru can give bhakti in your heart, you get a gift. Bhagya. It's called Bhagyavan. You possess fortune. Bhagyavan means that literally. Who gets the fortune? It's mercy. Mercy means there's no cause. There's no, I did this punya, and I did this thing, I did that thing. No. And this point was really brought out to me very strongly when I was sitting in Uddhava Kund, or the Uddhava Kund on the other side there. There's two of them. Well, that's Uddhava Kund, that's Uddhava Baitak. That's called Uddhava Kund. Backside of Kusum Sarovar on the Parikramarga is Uddhava Kund. This is Uddhava Baitak on this side, in the back. Kusum Sarovar, southwest corner, Kusum Sarovar. I sat there with one very highly cultured, educated, handsome, by the way, tall, handsome, elderly, retired Brahmin, high cultured family from Radhakund. He knows some English also. He was a professor when he was working. And I paid respects to the Thakurji, and he was sitting there talking to Pujari. Giridhari, I think is his name, the Pujari's name. And then I paid respects, and I was going to sit on the floor and just take his darshan. He said, no, sit next to me. Sit here. I said, I don't have the adhikar to sit next to you. You're a Brijvasi Brahmin. My place is here at your feet. That's good. That's good for me. Let me be at you're a Brahmin. You're a guru. You're a Brijvasi. He said, no, you come. And he reached over and pulled me. I had no choice. He's big. He pulled me and said, you sit here. So he said, you're on Prikama? I said, yes. I'm by myself. Or no, maybe someone else is there. I don't remember. And then I said, and he said, it was just small talk. And I said, you're so fortunate that you're born in high-class family, devotee your whole life, born in Radhakund, and you only know Radharani, Giriraj Baba. They call Giriraj Baba. He's like their grandfather. I have my father and mother, but Giriraj is my Baba. And Radharani is my mother. I have my mother, but she's my real mother. And Gopal, we offer our food. Everyone offers their food to Gopal. Gopal, all Boga goes to Gopal. Every house in the Radhakund. They have Gopal, they have Giridhar, they have Radharani. Either Radharani's in their heart, or they have a little photo. Not a murti usually, but they always have a Gopal murti and Giridhar. And maybe some shalagram, because they're Brahmins, they have shalagram. So I offer, I eat Gopal bog, and Radharani's my Krunamayi, my Radharani. She's my mother. And my Baba is Giridhari. So when the boys or girls are having exams, and they're feeling too much tension, then their parents tell them, you pray to Giriraj Baba, pray to Baba. Because Baba means like grandfather, I think so, something. The idea is grandfather. So you pray to Baba. I say, what about Radharani? No, not for exams you pray. Radharani, she's your mother, she's taking care of you. So that kind of fortune he has from birth, that kind of consciousness and outlook and abhiman, quite extraordinary, real asli bhakta. The real thing. Whole life. He's like 60, maybe my age. I said, Hamid, you must have done so much punya and tap, punya tap, and yagya puja in your last life to have such a high birth, because karanam guna sangha sarasad yoni janmasu. Krishna's telling in Gita 13th chapter, karanam guna sangha syat sarasad yoni janmasu. In previous life, we have sangha, guna sangha. We associate with tamagun all the time. We're drinking whiskey, playing cards, gambling, taking drugs. That's tamagun. Sleeping all the time, working a little bit, get some money, sleep, drink. So all the time associating with low-class tamagun people and tamagun next life, then we'll be like that. So he's Brahmin. So it means it's a reward of it. So I said, you're born in Radhakund. And he said, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's nothing to do. It's only by mercy. If you say that I did some good karma, or I did some good bhakti or whatever my last life, so I was blessed, then you're not a sadhu. He told me like this. He was quite angry. He said, you're not a sadhu. You don't know the facts. It's only by, I'm only here, I only took birth here because of the mercy of Radharani. And I'm only here because of Radharani. I didn't do anything to deserve this. It's only her mercy. So this is my answer, if you're wondering what the question is, to I want to induce or encourage or preach to or convince my parents to join me and live with my wife and I or whatever in Vrindavan. How to do that? I don't think anything more than prayer, which will all be subtle. It's called a subtle prabhav, invisible prabhav, and it really works. There's many, many aspects of Vedic culture and spiritual practices which, of course, are functioning on the Linga Sharir platform, the subtle, the antakarana. The antakarana means ego, intelligence, mind. For example, you can do a Ekadasi breath and take a sankalpa. It's in Skanda Puran, also Padma Puran. It's Ekadasi, and you say, I'm performing this breath, I'm going to fast today. I'll do nirjal breath, no drinking water, no eating, or only I'll take falahar. Take some fruits after sunset, or some milk, or some roots and fruits is best if you're eating. Best is nirjal. Second best is water. Third best is after sunset, some fruits, or some potato or arbi or like this. It's called mul, phal or mul. It's called falahara. Yeah. In Shastra, falahara brat is described as phal or mul. Mul means root, but certain roots, like not radish, or what do you say? Muli, I think it's called muli. Muli is radish. That's a mul. It's a root like a carrot. No carrot, no muli. But alu, and shakar kandi, and then alu, and like this. So these things, this is like when you're not very austere. when I was in different spiritual missions, and Ekadasi was a big feast. There was Savadana Halava and Kuru Atta Halava and Savadana Puris, and then they would use food coloring. So all these little bubbles, little like Savadana's tapio looks like little plastic balls. Mm-hmm. Looks like little plastic balls, these little plastic balls for packing stereos or something like that, insulation or protection. So that's called Savadana. And so you can put food coloring and make pink ones. So we have a big pink ones and green ones and yellow ones. And then all the quote-unquote Ekadasi preps. And cheese, sabji, and we ate everything under the sun. I mean, vegetarian. Except beans and dal and chapatis and rice. And otherwise, yogurt and yogurt drinks and smoothies. And then when I got the Shastras, it says in Hari Bhakti Vilas, quoting Puranas, Ekadasi fasting means only one thing, nirjal, wow, for all human beings. If somehow or other you can't do nirjal, then you can drink water after sunset. And if somehow or other you can't do that, just get by with a cup of water after sunset, then after sunset you may eat some kacha fruits, not like, you know, fried apples or something, but deep fried apples, or, we can really, with crust on it, apple pie. Apple pie is like apples, it's falahar. Apple pie is falahar. No, but it doesn't have, the crust, I didn't make the crust, it's not made with wheat, it's made with, the savadana, kuduara, like a pie, a cake, like we have, So that, and then it said if you're sick, if you're very sickly, you're old or invalid, and you're like, you're about like this kind of, 99 or something, then after sunset, you can take roots and fruits. If you're not sick, and you're not old and just about to, get burned up, old, then you should, if you can't make it near child, then okay, there's a concession. After sunset, you can drink water. Now, who can do that? We have to work. We have to get on the subway. We have to drive the car. We have to drive the motorcycle. If you don't eat it, you drive the motorcycle, you fall off, So obviously, you have to be practical. Life is, God is a practical person, but that's how strict it is. So this parents convincing your parents. Oh, what I was saying, I was talking about Sankalpa, a subtle influence. So now this Ekadasi is describing here about, I was talking about Ekadasi bread. So when you do Ekadasi bread, if you do, the better, the more strict, the more result. I guess in some ways, that's kind of intimated or indicated like that, or it's because that's more truly following the Shastra, because that's what it's saying. So you're sacrificing and control your senses for a higher goal, to please Krishna and please the rishis and follow the Shastras correctly. So you get some reward. Generally, it happens that way. And Karmakanda, they do promise rewards. So it says you take a sankalpa that I'm doing this brata, but I want the benefit. I want the benefit that the tapa phal, to go to my mother and my father, that their minds, they will change their minds and become favorable to the proposition of moving to Vrindavan and living there all the time. Maybe my wife and my family will stay there, and I'll commute every day to Delhi to work, whatever, but at least I'll be coming back to Vrindavan and not coming back to, Trans-Yamuna. Yeah. Now I'm going to Trans-Yamuna and I'm going to Nehru Place or Greater Noida and working. So I'm going from Mayadam to Mayapuri to Mayapuri. But here I'm going from Dham to Maya, from Maya to Dham. So that's good. Just think, where are you going? You're in a hurry. Why are you going so fast? I got to get the train. 5 o'clock, the Taj Express, to go to Vrindavan. Then you get out of the train in Mathura. And then there's all these rickshaw clamoring for clients and customers. And what do they say? Because they look at you and you look like you're from some, want to go to Vrindavan. So then they look at you and say, Vrindavan.
Yeah.
They say Vrindavan. You say yes, Vrindavan. You've just been 3 hours to work on the train, 3 hours commuting on the train, 3 hours back. That's 6 hours, 8 hours in work, 1 hour for lunch. That's 8 and 9 and 6 is 15 hours. 15 hours you've been in Maya Nagari. That's a more proper saying, Mayanagari. And now you're back in the dham, and the first person you see and the first person you hear when you hear, the first word you hear when you get off the train is Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Because when you got on the bus, you're riding the bus, and the conductor says, Ashram, you know, and then the conductor says, Faridabad, you know. He doesn't say Vrindavan, Vrindavan. So, in 5 or 6 Grihastha cases, because mostly I deal with Grihasthas, I advised a husband or wife to try this idea to see if it works. Because it's a science. It actually is a science. Even the subtleties of mantra and yoga and everything, it's scientific. It's repeatable results. So then I said, do this, because this person was quite austere, this housewife, she's a devotee, initiated devotee, she has a guru. I said, do Nirjali Kadasi. Can you do it? She said, yes. I said, do it. I said, do it and take a sankalpa, that the benefit will go to your husband. Now, listen to this. The catch of the whole thing is many things. So one of the big things is, when, in the Kadasi Mahatmya I was telling, when you perform a Kadasi with a sankalpa or intention or statement of purpose or whatever, Om Bhagavan, Hey Bhagavan, Hey Vishnu, I'm observing this Hari Vasara. Ekadasi is called Hari Vasara. Hari Vasara, the day of Hari. Vas means living, you know, resonance. Hari lives in this day. He's very much there. And very accessible and very kind. And just like you ask a man for some favor in the middle of the work week, he'll be too busy to even talk to you. But you meet him in his backyard on Sunday afternoon, he's relaxing and, you know, watching a cricket match on the TV or something. And you come up, sir, excuse me again. Oh, yeah, go ahead, take it. So on Ekadasi, Hari is in a very compliant mood and relaxed mood. And he said, there's 30 days in a month, 2 are for Hari, 4 are for Shiva, 4 are for Hanuman, 4 are for Shani. Every Saturday, Shani, yeah. That's 4. Every Monday, Shiva, that's 4. Every Tuesday, Hanuman, that's 4. Every Thursday is Durga or Lakshmi, whoever, any Shakti you want to worship, Thursday. And Friday is, or Thursday is Brihaspati, or Thursday is Brihaspati, or Friday is if you're doing Venus Puja or whatever, fasting for Venus because you want to be, you know, get some, you know, you can fast on Friday if you want some musical blessings or whatever. Santoshi Mata is on Friday?
Yeah.
I don't know, you seem to be pretty familiar with Santoshi. For me, it's a name, it's a concept, and it's a joke. And I knew friends who lived in a non-Krishna bottom Vrindavan, and they were building some temple that came later after the original construction. I said, what, is they going to make a Krishna temple? She said, I don't know, I'm not sure. I hope so. Then I said, then it was open, and right in the middle of the place, in a non-Krishna one. I said, who is this? And really, a lot of money spent there also by somebody, maybe them or somebody else, Jajaman or resident. He said, Santoshima. And that's the first time I learned about Santoshima. I mean, we don't have her in the Catholic Church. So I went there and I was walking by, and the pujari actually called me up because he thought, oh, he's a Westerner, I'll get some money or whatever. No, that's okay, I don't mind. So I went up there and with my friend who lives there, and I said, so who's this? You know, he said, Santoshima. I said, what's the story? And then he told me in Hindi, and the lady translated. I said, this is really good. So you know all that. My Santoshima is 3 words. This is my Santoshima and my Santoshi Pa.
Yes.
Ma and Pa. Pa means father and Ma means mother. Mother, what the father won't give you, the mother won't give you. Yeah. What the mother won't give you, the father will give you. First you asked the father for $100. He said, no, I don't have any money. You say, oh, Mom, you know, I need some money. So look, I snitched from your father last night. I got $100. I'll give it to you. So you know the kids, they know how to work on that thing. You know, play both off each other. So we have Santoshi Ma and Santoshi Pa. Because I go to my mother Radharani and I go to my father Krishna, and I get all the satisfaction I want by chanting Hare Krishna. So I mean, all glories. I don't want to make any aparadha to Santoshi Ma. All glories if she's helped you and you got benefit there, that's nice. You carry on. I was not introduced to Santoshi Ma. I had her darshan one time over there. I prayed for her mercy and that I will get. I prayed, please bless me that I can please the senses of Radha and Krishna. Please bless me that I can satisfy Radha and Krishna with every word, thought, and deed that I produce in this existence. Every thought should be for their pleasure. Every word should be for their glorification. And every movement should be for their seva. Mm-hmm. Mental movement, I'm sitting doing nothing, just meditating on them and their forms and their leelas. That's seva. There's injury at Seva, there's a mana, you can run all around the place. When I was 24, I was running all around the airport, LAX airport, Los Angeles. Sir, here's the Bhagavatam, here's the Gita. No, I don't want, this is Hindu. Go back to India. I remember people used to say, I'm American. They say, go back to India where you belong. I said, do I look like I'm Indian? But they just got the impression this is some Indian thing. You know, you have this tilak and dhoti and you're selling this Hindu book with this funny writing inside. I don't know what it says. David, no, the Hindi, Devanagari.